Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, how the hell did we get here? You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory. Reaction.
Look at Biggie.
Monday. That's right. After the Texans make just an incredible comeback in a victory where they were down 19 points on their own home field. Injured, battered, bruised, backup quarterback, did not matter. Managed to dig themselves out of a hole and win a game.
Make sure you explain to the people because a lot of people turned the game off.
They're probably
listening to us right now thinking we about to be all sad and all this other stuff. They lost another game.
Yeah.
Nah, they came back and won.
Victory, reaction, money. What a wild circumstance. There's a lot to talk about in this game in all different facets, but let's go through it. Figgy, great point, because I was looking at the stands. I was looking at people walking outside.
I was in the stands.
Maybe headed back to their tailgates or their domiciles.
In the stands toward the end there, and I was well, we'll get to that. It was incredible, but this game deserves to be relived.
And I'm not even going to be too upset, because there was a point in time that if I was not working, sitting there, I was like, man, somebody come save me. I think I texted it to a group chat. Save me from this football game.
I think you told me I don't want to be here.
Straight up.
At one point.
I will own it. And you know what? I was wrong, because a comeback came through. Let us, somebody said, neck man up, Houston. Yeah, man. The neck bowl goes to one Davis Mills. How did it happen? Let's go ahead and do a little bit of a dissection. Anatomy of a comeback is what we're calling this segment. Let's dive in. 713-572-4610. Let us know. What were your feelings at some points during this game? And then at what point did you feel the tide changing for yourself? Because we start here with cut 10, pretty early on this game, where it felt like, okay, we're headed to the pits. We are headed to the pits. And that is, obviously the Jags were able to get a field goal, a touchdown pretty early on. And they had it, 10-0 in their first couple of possessions. And it's like, all right, you've started poorly, and that's because you came out and you had interception in the first drive. In fact, I actually broke this down for myself, looking at the first couple of drives for the Texans and what kind of stalled them in some ways. And so you have, if you give me one second, you had drive one, which ends with the interception, which is a great jump by
three
the Jags.
Three plays, yeah.
But, I mean, that's very evident. Three plays. Drive two is not even a drive, because it's a kick return fumble by Tre'Mon Smith. Drive three ended with the comedy of errors. Remember, there was a hold on first down, a fumbled snap on second down, and a stunt in the front that created a sack. Drive four ended on a third and eight delay of game, and then a 3rd and 13 game up front that led to another sack. Like, these drives were really, hurting the Texans early. They weren't able to sustain drives, and the Jags were scoring. And on top of that, to add insult to injury, you got this, Fig? This is cut number 10. The Texans, on one of these situations here, they set up to punt. And Parker Washington, back to return, does this.
Tommy will be punting from the end zone. This is a field position game. Parker Washington has a chance here. Tommy needs his best work. feet near the back line of the end zone as Austin Brinkman will snap on the football. Snap on target. Tommy delivers.
And a good one.
Washington backpedaling all the way inside the 30. Makes the catch at the 28. Trying to find some room right up the middle. He goes across the 40, and he's got by the first wave to the 50. The 40 of Houston. Tommy chasing. Washington to the 20, 10, 5, and he's going to get to the end zone. The Jags get another score, this time on the punt return for a touchdown.
And Andre went on to say something along the lines of, I cannot believe what I'm watching right now. He says, I can't believe what I'm watching right now. You were not alone, Andre.
No.
You were not alone.
That made it 17-0 in the second quarter. It felt bad, but it got worse later on in the game. We're going to skip all the way to the third quarter, which had all of three drives on both sides of the football. Two really long ones for the Jags. I mean, I think time of possessions was something like 10 minutes to 4 minutes with some of the change in there. Yeah. What have you, and it ends really, I mean, it felt like this was really out of hand when you get this cut number, 32, because this is when we get to the 19 points. That number 19 is going to be important in this game because the ball is handed to Trevor Etienne in this jumbo package that the Jags were also using. He hit pay dirt.
First and goal at the 6. Munt to the left side. Everybody in fairly tight here. Lawrence and the gun on first and goal with Etienne to his right. Lawrence feeds Etienne. Over the right side, he's in. Touchdown. 6-yard run, Travis Etienne.
All right, so that's 29-10.
Wait, before you move on.
Yeah.
Right, 19-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if you noticed it. I didn't notice this until I went back and I was rewatching this game.
Mm-hmm.
Etienne does the namaste, Aaron Foster celebration.
Yeah.
This is what doomed them. I believe this.
You think that was it?
This is what doomed them.
A little confession here.
This is what doomed them.
He did the namaste.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, he is good. He's really good. He's a dude. So it's 29-10.
Yes.
Now let's go through everything real quick because we want to play this out to the good to the great finish. But
yeah, you got to be in the pits before you come in order to come back.
To that point, and you rolled through it real quick at the start of this show. The fumbles, the muff punt, some of the penalties. The Texans couldn't get out of their own way.
Yes.
This was miserable. If you were in the group of fans who had seen everything to this point in the season, like all the ups and downs and all the line shuffles and all that, I'm here to tell you I don't blame you for wanting to leave or leaving or tweeting some very like, that's it, this team is crap, stuff. My phone was blowing up. At that point, I wasn't sitting with you, but for most of the first half, my phone was blowing up. This team is trash. I can't believe what they're doing. They're wasting a great defense. So to that point, I couldn't have blamed you. And then what happened?
And then we reach drive number 9 for the Houston Texans, where it starts off with them just getting in jumbo, getting a good push. You're starting to see some waves being made on the offensive line. And it's not like everything was perfect, but they're sustaining drives. I mean, there's a couple of big plays on this drive. One is a 1st and 10. Trayvon Walker, unblocked, managed to get after number 10, Davis Mills. Davis Mills does a fantastic job staying on his feet and throwing the ball away. Then you had another play where, on 4th and 2, you get the ball out to after a motion that gets him open. You get Jalen Nowell in the flats. He continues the drive. Eventually, you get to a 3rd and 10. A 3rd and 10, and you got to get the ball to somebody. Why not a rookie? Why not another rookie? Here's number 81, Jaden Higgins. Your time, Deshaun.
Mills in the pocket. Mills to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Jaden Higgins. The Texans score.
Great ball here. Ball placement is high. And one of the things I love about Jaden Higgins, it felt like in this game, that was just the evidence of them letting him do what he does really well. Basketball player. Davis Mills did a great job of placing the ball high, letting him go up and get it, use his body to shield, and that was a touchdown play that you needed.
That was really as much Davis Mills as anything. And we're going to see a recurring theme here as to why they gave him that extension during the preseason. It didn't look smart early in the game, but high ball in the back line, low ball in the front line, being able to get by time, that veteran experience. And so you started. I wasn't there yet.
I wasn't either.
I wasn't there yet.
I wasn't either.
Yeah.
That made it, actually, worth noting, what you had, it was a two-point conversion here, and this might be one of the biggest plays. I didn't get the audio of it. Don't worry about it. But this is where you get that that quick out to Nico Collins in one-on-one. Incredible one-handed grab, toe tapping, getting it. I thought this was a one of those plays that I don't like the play, but I love the result. So you're at 29-18. You're down 11 points. And now you need their defense to show up. Your defense is going to do that, right? You had an unnecessary roughness on the, you know, on the return. Then you have an ETN run where EJ Speed is washed out. They pick up five. Then you get some absolutely great coaching from D'Amico and Burke and Matt Burke, having Danielle Hunter work inside twice to get a big tackle for loss and then a huge sack. So the ball is back with the Houston Texans, all right? Ball is back with the Houston Texans. And here they go. They're driving once again, right? They're moving down the field. And, oh, actually, let me not skip this. Let me get 39 because I do want to – I talked about Danielle Hunter getting inside. Yeah. This is what it sounded like.
Lawrence gets the snap. Lawrence, deep drop. Lawrence scrambling forward. Lawrence is going to go down. Hunter again. The game of his life. The hat trick in sacks following the backfield blast. Danielle is on fire.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He was on fire, 3.5 sacks total. I think it could have been 4. I thought he had another half in there as well, but you know what? Nobody to blame. This defense, as much as it was Davis Mills, it was clutch plays, it was clutch play calls, which we got to give credit. The defense did it all for this squad.
100%. I
mean, they just absolutely asphyxiated the Jaguars.
Strangled them up. Strangled them up. And like I said, on the previous play, a run stop, you have Danielle Hunter working inside, right? Well, really, they have, I think it's Henry Toutoa blitzing, or it might have been Miles Bryan actually on this play, blitzing off the right side to allow Danielle to work inside. That's why he's able to blow up the run play. Then on the next play, you have, you know, not quite a full stunt, but you have that game where Danielle works to the inside, loops around his tackle, and is able to get up the middle and really blow up Trevor Lawrence's spot. Like, that was one of those, hey, we need to go tee off. Let's go tee off. You absolutely saw that. So, again, the ball is back with your Houston Texans. They're driving, and they get to a point where, hey, we need to get this touchdown in here, man. We're kind of not quite sputtering, but we need to get this in here. How about we get to the back line like you were talking about? Dalton Schultz, would you like to step in?
Houston huddles. Try to punch it in the south end zone. Three receivers left. Nico now goes to the right. One back, Woody Marks on 3rd and 3 at the Jacksonville 7. Mills awaits the snap from Andrews. Here it is. Davis looking. Davis with time. Davis pumps, Davis throws, right side, back of the end zone, caught, touchdown, Dalton Schultz, rock and roll.
We got the rock and roll on that one, and boy.
That you can tell Mark is believing that. When you get the rock and roll jumping back out, it's like, oh, here we go.
Well, isn't this the moment? This was the moment for me where I'm like, you know, this craziness just might happen.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it was great pass pro because he's holding on to that ball 3rd and 3 after they had to call a timeout. because, you know, Davis is here setting protection all the way up to one on the clock. They have to call a timeout. So they come back out. Great pass pro, thankfully. Good ball to the back line. And just shout out to Dalton Schultz, right? Yeah. This is one of the things that we kind of derided him in a different way for, is just, if you're going to be the pass-catching tight end, be the pass-catching tight end. That's a pass-catching elevates, gets the ball, secures it, has to do a little toe tap to make sure it gets in.
Yeah.
That's a great play by a good tight end.
No, it was absolutely that case. Seven catches on the game. Seven.
Yeah. I mean, he was very, very good in this game. Then I asked myself in my notes, can the defense get off the field in a timely manner? And the answer is yes, right? You get, I mean, special teams, in fact, was pretty leaky. The return there goes for 42 yards.
Yeah.
So there are, remember, Cam Little has hit a 68-yard field goal in the matter of the last few weeks. Right? Was it last week?
Yeah.
Right? He is the NFL league leader in longest field goal made in the history of this league.
Yeah.
And you immediately allow a big-time return. So it's a very short field to be able to get into field goal range for him to put the, you know, kick a field goal and basically really make this a done deal for you. And so you go on first down and you blitz, you lose contain, but you keep Trevor Lawrence 3 yards. There's a run, and I got to give Togi a lot of credit for being able to peel off of his block and stop the run so that now it's a third and short, third and manageable, third and four, and Azeez Al-Shaair.
Mm-hmm.
Azeez Al-Shaair does a fantastic job putting his hands up, knocking the ball down. It was going to be a tough completion because
it was NFL open. There was a sliver there.
Sting is right on the hip of Parker Washington, of course, a man who got a lot of love in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But Azeez, like, no need to make sure that a pass breakup is needed back there. We're going to knock this down. Ball is coming back to the Texans for their 11th drive. And I mean, here we go, man. we're moving down the field. We're matriculating down the field, and now you're in a goal line situation.
There was a tough drop by Dalton Schultz.
Yes, there was. I mean, booty butt naked open.
That was one where I went, oh! No.
I mean, you get yourself down to, I mean, you had a nice wheel route, but you had a DPI. That gets you down. We're now at the 2-yard line here. And here we go, right? First and goal. You get into 12 personnel. You get it, and here comes a false start by Trent Brown, the man who stepped in, who's handled things admirably, and you're like, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Are we here again?
Mm-hmm.
Are we here again to where you're in the red zone and not able to do anything? You do a little bit of a kind of a counter left, you lose 2 yards, and now it's like, oh, goodness. You're running left where you're dealing with less strength on the offensive line. It's like, oh, is this falling apart? A false start by Tay Ursary puts you at second and goal from the 14-yard line. Here you try to attempt to have like a little bit of a Nico Collins sit down. The ball's too low. Maybe there's a PI. Maybe not. The crowd is restless.
Yeah.
Oh man, third and goal. What are we gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Davis Mills. It's been your day. What you got, big dog?
Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis touchdown. Houston. The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing. D. Mills gets it done. 30 seconds to go, and Houston leads by one.
Absolute bedlam where I was in the south end zone, actually. Absolute bedlam. And by the way, if you thought Vandy lost his bleep there, stay tuned.
Yeah, there's one more
to clip the play.
It gets even better.
So that makes it 30-29. Well, I mean, they went for the 2-point conversion to try to make it a 3-point game.
With 30 seconds with that kicker.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
And another good return.
That's right. Before we even get to, there was this 2-point conversion where the snap was fumbled, and it's like, oh, snap, here we go. Because again, it would suck. I turned to Sean Bajani, I'm like, please don't. Please don't have all of this effort happen. And then ultimately let Cam Little stun on you with this long kick that happens here, right? So here comes a big return, and I type it down. Literally, my notes say, Cam Little watch.
Yeah.
Can't let them return it, I don't think. They do let it return it, and they return it to the 34-yard line. I'm like, all right, here we go. I will say, as much as I was looking around the stands and going, there's not a lot of people still here, that was loud.
No, it was incredible.
In that building. It was incredibly loud.
I couldn't believe it. It was bedlam. It was absolute bedlam. And the way that they were sort of just pleading with the squad to make one more stop.
That's really what it was.
Yeah, they were just pleading.
Everybody in the building was the same place. Please don't do this.
That's right.
Please don't get our hopes up.
Not
after
now.
We actually stayed through the mess.
Yeah.
Don't do this to us.
Yeah.
And number 55, Daniil Hunter answers before we get there, Fig. First and 10, 27 seconds left. Daniil smokes the left tackle, Walker Little, and goes, and he gets T-Law. I think that might have been a half sack with him. And Henry Toe. You got to give Sheldon Rankins love here as well, because he's right in the fray too. Jacksonville has to take their last time out. We're down to it, right? Delayed four-man rush on the second and 19. Trevor Lawrence runs, but not able. He's not able to get too much yards, but he gets 9 yards, and here we go. First and 10. There's an illegal hands to the face on the offense. We're pushing him back, and this is pin your ears back football, baby. Last chance football, and here we go. Texans defense, best in the league. What you got for me?
7 seconds to go. Here's the snap to Trevor Lawrence. Backing up, stepping up. Lawrence tripped up. The ball is out. The Texans have it. Across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston. Rankins. Game over. The Texans win it. Houston comes all the way back to defeat the Jaguars. The Texans have changed their season around with a dramatic comeback for the ages. What a way to end it. As Lawrence was in deep trouble, tripped up by Will Anderson Jr., Rankins got the rock and ran it in for 6.
Man, unbelievable. And he did lose his bleep again there. But that was... It's crazy because Davis Mills is going to be a legend, and stay tuned for the question of the day. He's going to be a legend based on this game. You know, much like T.J. Yates, the playoff game, and all that stuff. Not on the same par as like a J.J. Watt, but he did legendary things yesterday. The defense is the reason they won this game. I mean, absolutely. You know, giving them the opportunity to do those things offensively.
All right, they started locking down. There's a number of three and outs. Actually, I think the entire fourth quarter is three and outs because the defense
26-0 in the fourth quarter
was able to stand on their heads, including, you say 26-0, 6 of those points
were
that final play where, I mean, I absolutely love that you're able to grab the football. I believe it was Rankins. Was it Rankins that ran that in for a touchdown? It felt like that was the universe throwing him a little bit of a tip, like, hey, good work, big fella. We didn't get you on the board for sacks or whatever, but here you go. Here's a touchdown to honor you. It was nice to see Will Anderson Jr. get involved as well, because it was clearly a Daniil Anderson day. This was incredible. And shout out to Sean Pendergast listening to the recap and making a point to bring up again a thing that actually happened in the box where, you know, with 13 minutes left in the game, 29-10, he says on fourth and second, he goes, if they don't convert this, it's game over. And I just looked at him where I was just like, okay, right? Like, he's like, oh, but if they do, you know, they have a chance. And I'm just like, that's cute. Because to that point in the game, I'm like, what had they done to make certain? They made a fool of me in that moment, and I was very happy to see it. Someone said at 17-0 is when their drink started getting stronger. From the 8-3-2, they stayed for the McGrady miracle, unfortunately left for the Davis miracle. But here's the thing, is that we got to relive it together.
Yeah.
There's a lot more anatomy within that comeback that we have to break down here. But thankfully, we got all day long right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So rock with us, as it is indeed a victory. Reaction Monday, your Texans managed to get to 4-5. 3-6 would have felt real, real sick.
Oh, it was over.
4-5 feels a lot different. We'll talk about a lot of that as we continue to go today. In the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, they weren't the only ones having a good weekend. Shout out to the Rockets having a fantastic Sunday yesterday as well. And one man in particular, I think, deserves a lot of credit. His name is Reed Sheppard. Did we see the breakout? Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.